Right, this is the oral history interview for the public history seminar class. I am Karen Kilby and I am interviewing Darcy Brasso. The date is May 22nd, 2020, around 3:02 p.m. So, and I live in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Darcy, where do you live?
I live in Wisconsin.
What is your job?
Mine is working with cheese. We don't exactly process it, but we make it from like these big blocks of cheese down to like the shredded cheese, the sliced cheese, and like little portions.
So you work at
Marathon Cheese Corporation.
And you're still working there now? You haven't been laid off or anything like that?
No, we haven't been laid off. I'm what you considered an essential employee because we work with food.
How has the COVID-19 affected your job? Have they put like sanitary conditions in place, that sort of thing?
Yes, they've implemented a lot of stuff. We have workers that go around like sanitizing every surface that they can sanitize. And then they have it where we're starting at work at different time frames, so it's less congested when we're trying to clock out with, like, the time clocks. And then in the break rooms, they have different break periods that each line has to follow so they don't get too many people. And then they also have, like, plexiglass that they put on the tables so that people don't get infected, I guess you could say.
So did they have to cut people, or did they actually hire more people during this time period?
They actually cut a lot of people. We have what they call like temporary employees that they hire through like different agencies. They cut those back. We usually have college kids during the summer. They cut those back. But since, like, the governor reopened the state, they're actually coming back in now. But before, like, between March and April, they cut all those employees.
Have you or anybody you know been sick with the COVID-19?
No, actually in Wisconsin, just recently, in Taylor County, they've had one case and that's it. Like, every other county in the state has had at least one or two, but we've been really fortunate in not having any.
Have there been any challenges that you had to face during the outbreak?
Not really. I have to say it's more mentally challenging because with the media and everything, you're wondering what's true when it comes to, like, either the symptoms, the cause behind it and everything. So you're just kind of sitting here wondering, it's like, what can I actually go out and do versus do I just stay at home and, you know, hope not get infected kind of thing.
Let's see here. So what concerns do you have about the effects of COVID-19 on your job?
I really don't have any because, like I said, we're an essential employee, or they're like essential employers, and we really haven't had any cases. So it's just pretty much going about your daily life.
Do you have any concerns about, like, the effects of the COVID-19 on the economy or society?
I personally haven't really looked into it, and that's my wrongdoing, I guess you could say. But right now, around here, everything's kind of getting back to normal with, like, the jobs and everything, but I feel bad because I've heard like different stories about like small store owners and everything going out of business and stuff, and It's like, I wish we could help, especially with, like, the farmers and stuff, too.
Have you seen them actually dumping milk or anything like that, like I've heard of in Wisconsin?
I haven't really seen anything, but then again, like, our dairy industry has been going down quite rapidly lately. But I also heard, like, it affects, like, not just, like, the dairy part of it, but, like, the meat part of it, too. Like, they've had to get rid of, like, pigs and cows and stuff in order to supplement.
Yeah, has dairy kind of been in short supply for Marathon cheese, or they've been able to fulfill demand or like that?
They have been able to fill the demand. We've been actually getting more cheese in than what they have out, because I'm pretty sure when, like, the whole COVID started, everybody kind of bulked up on everything. And then now that it's kind of going away, they have to use that. So it's kind of just steadily, like, the work's still there, but it's kind of decreasing at the moment before it kind of hits steady again.
Have you noticed any of the businesses around town that have for sale signs now that they've seen that they're going to be closing?
Actually, no, not around here. Like I said, because we didn't get hit that hard by it. And I think most of our businesses around here actually stayed open, because most of them were essential businesses.
Mm-hmm. So it's like some of the smaller businesses had to close their doors for a while or do, like, curbside pickup?
Yeah, a lot of the food places had curbside pickup. One of them was, like, Subway. They kept doing, you just either had, like, an app and did internet, or you called them and they'd fill it out and you go up to them and be like, this was my order, and they'll give it to you at the door, and then on the way you go.
Let's see. So how's it affected you, the quarantine affected you personally? What do you feel about it?
I don't know, because I've heard so many different opinions and, like, different things, because I had one person at work that's, like, totally into it, saying, like, if they have, like, any cases, they're out, they've done their will and everything. But then I've had other people at my workplace that said they think they've already had it before, like, the whole scare, because they've, some of, like, the symptoms were the same, and that most of us are probably immune to it. So I've had it, like, both ways, but me personally, it doesn't really affect me much. Kind of like small town living, you don't really get a whole lot.
Like, in your day-to-day life, like, you don't mind that you're, have to stay home more often than not, that sort of thing?
Sometimes it bugs me because I don't like staying at home. I'm an introvert. I don't like too many people, but I like going out and doing things. And that's the hard part, especially when you want to go out to, like, a park or something and they're closed. I know that's one of the big things with, like, my husband and I. We wanted to go out to this one park, and when we went out there, there's, like, so many people, and it's like, no thank you. So we just kind of went back home and did whatever there. I know sometimes did a lot more housework, though, more than I ever really wanted to.
How has it, you seen, affect the community mentally? Like, are people tired of it, or are they enjoying it, that sort of thing?
I'm pretty sure that everybody around Taylor County in Medford is sick and tired of it. Like, bad. I've seen so many posts on Facebook from my friends list saying that they think the governor's an idiot, that they can wait for this, like, the whole state to open again. They were pretty much saying enough is enough.
Yeah, that leads into my next question here. Knowing what you know now, what do you think that the government could do better for the future when handling the pandemic?
I honestly don't know, because, like, for us rural areas, we don't get a lot of stuff. And it's easier to, like, domesticate because it's, like, an airborne disease. And with, like, us in, you know, farm country and everything, there's not really anything there within sight. But if you have, like, a big city or whatever where, you know, you have, like, all these air systems that go through, like, a skyscraper, look at how many people can get infected through that way. So, mm-hmm. like, definitely a big city life is way different than out here in the country. I guess that's all I can, because I honestly don't really know a lot about politics and stuff, and I haven't been reading up on it.
So you're saying that, like, the local government around there could handle it better than in some of the bigger cities, maybe?
Well, I think more of the bigger cities didn't, I don't know if I want to say, like, didn't handle it well, but, like, a lot of the smaller cities could have definitely given up some, like, their, like, medical units to give to, like, the bigger cities instead of trying to be, like, I don't know, something like that, maybe. I'm sorry.
Well, you're fine. You're fine. You're good. And probably my last question here how has your experience transformed how you think about your family and friends and community? Like, what your relationship is with them? Has it brought you together? Has it kind of brought you apart? That sort of thing.
Like I said, I'm not a people person, so I honestly don't do a lot of stuff with my community. I just kind of do my own little thing in my own little world. So I don't know exactly how, like, the community is doing and stuff, or I'm just kind of indifferent to it. But when it comes to, like, my family and stuff, it was decent enough. I actually work with my mom and my aunt, so I got to see them quite a bit. And then the thing is, we got phones, we got texting, we got, you know, Zoom, Skype. So it wasn't a complete loss. Way better than what it would have been, like, you know, let's say, like, 70 to 100 years ago, where you don't have any of that and you're left at home wondering. But at least this way you can, like, talk and communicate even though you're not right there.
How has it affected, like, between you and your husband? Have you been getting on each other's nerves, or has it brought you closer together, if you're feeling comfortable to answering that?
Well, with, like, a lot more time at home, he just does his own thing and I do my own thing. Because when you're that close together, you know, you're going to butt ahead sometimes, whether you like it or not. So it's kind of nice just when you have, like, a nice house where you can be like, okay, here's his space, here's my space. And, you know, when we want to hang out together or do things together, we can. But if, you know, if we have to, it's like, okay, here's your corner, my corner. No touching.
Anything else you would like to add or say to the project here?
Oh, some of, like, the people that actually got laid off actually earned more than the essential workers by working, because they got, for, like, unemployment, their regular, like, unemployment, but each week they got $600 on top of that. For me, in, like, 1 week, I make, like, $1,000. Well, I get every 2 week paycheck, so, like, that 2 weeks I get $1,000. Some of these families were raking in over $1,200 every 2 weeks. So that probably helped a lot with, like, businesses too.
Does it upset you, or does it, are you happy about that?
Well, I'm happy that it got to, like, people that needed it, but I'm also upset with, like, the people that are just sitting on unemployment that don't do anything, and they got them anyways. That's the only thing, you know, with, like, every government, you have, like, you know, its flaws, and that's one of, like, the bigger ones. I know my husband was joking around with me. He's like, you know what, I want to get laid off so I can make this much money.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what some people probably feel.
Yeah. I know, like, at work, a lot of people were like, they wanted to get laid off so bad so they could actually get this extra money. And then not only there's this one guy that worked and have like a whole week layoff, but they were sometimes having like a Friday off here or there. This one guy put in unemployment for that Friday. He got like $100 for that one day, but then he also got $600 on top of that just because he was unemployed for that day. Yeah, so in one day, you're lucky if you make like $150. He made $700 for one day.
I did not know they could actually do that.
Yeah, because if you're... Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, if your work voluntarily, like, lays you off for that, even, like, for unemployment, as long as, like, you know, you could work, but your work says you can get off, they'll pay for that. And they kind of switched up the unemployment because they got rid of, like, oh, you have to be unemployed for a whole week before they pay you. But since with, like, the COVID, they changed it to, like, having...
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. So I believe that concludes our interview here. Unless you feel like you have anything else to say?
No, I'm just kind of like a small town hick girl.
All right. Thank you, Darcy.
Yep.